Fixation-related EEG frequency band power analysis, a promising methodology for studying instructional design effects of multimedia learning material. Christian Scharinger. During the last decade, the combined recording of eye tracking data and electroencephalography data, EEG, has led to the methodology of fixation-related potentials analysis. This methodology has been increasingly and successfully used to study EEG correlates in the time domain, that is, event-related potentials, of cognitive processing in free viewing situations like text reading or natural scene perception. Basically, fixation onset serves as time-locking event for epoching and analyzing the EEG data. In this article, the methodology of fixation-related frequency band power analysis, FRBP, is proposed and conceptually outlined to study cognitive load and affective variations in learners during free viewing situations of multimedia learning materials, that is, combinations of textual and pictorial elements. The EEG alpha frequency band power at parietal electrodes may serve as a valid measure of cognitive load, whereas the frontal alpha asymmetry may serve as a measure of affective variations. I will introduce and motivate the measures and the methodology to discuss methodological challenges and potential ways to overcome them. The methodology is frontline for learning research. First, as to date, the EEG has been rarely used to study design effects of multimedia learning materials, and second, as fixation-related EEG data analysis has rarely been done focusing on the frequency domain, that is, FRBP. Despite methodological challenges still to be solved, FRBP may provide a more in-depth picture of cognitive processing during multimedia learning compared to eye-tracking data or EEG data in isolation, and thus may help clarifying effects of multimedia design decisions.